Just a few halachot of Chag HaShavuot Shechal Lehiyot B'Motzei Shabbat. Just like it is in our scenario this year, Tavshin Ayin Bet. Kishechal Yom Tov Shel Shavuot B'Motzei Shabbat, of course you cannot light the candles for the Yom Tov until Shabbat leaves. And therefore, the lady who's lighting candles must say before she lights either Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, or if she prayed, so already she said the special insert in the Amidah V'Todiyenu, which also serves as a Havdalah. Now of course, those people that are careful on Motzei Shabbat, to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that they do not do work until 72 minutes after sunset, so she has to make sure also not to light the Nerot until the 72 minutes. Now, the special Kiddush / Havdalah that is made in this scenario is called Yaknaz, Rashi Tevot, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zeman. Yain is Bore Piriya Gefen. Kiddush Mekadesh Israel Vezemanim. Ner is Bore Mora Esh. Havdalah is a Mavdil Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. And Zayin is Shechiyanu Vekiyemanu. There is no Besamim in the Havdalah of Motzae Shabbat Yom Tov, as brought down in the Mishnah Berura, Taf Ayin Gimal, Seif Katan Gimal. Our minhag is the Kiddush is made Me'omed. We do it sitting, standing. Even though there's a Havdalah element, and normally Havdalah is done in the house sitting, but since this is primarily a Kiddush, it is done Me'omed. Yuchal Lebarech Bore Me'ore Ha'esh Ala Nerot Shedlikum Lechbod Yom Tov. You're allowed to use the Yom Tov candles for the Borei Me'ore Ha'esh, because since primarily they were lit to illuminate the room, so therefore they are a perfect example of Borei Me'ore Ha'esh, and therefore you don't have to light separate candles. If the lady lit the Nerot Yom Tov, you can use those. However, one is not allowed to use, let's say, a Ner Neshama. Sometimes they light a Yortzeit candle before the holiday, so that cannot be used because it was not lit for illumination purposes. Ela im ken udlak la'ir, unless it was lit la'ir le'ilun nishmato shel haneftar, unless there was a kavanah that it was lit for light purposes. For example, that just like this light is illuminating, so that the neshama should be illuminated. But if it was just lit lichbod haneftar, one cannot use it. Mitzvah ben amubchad lebarek b'mosei Shabbat al avukah. Just like we make every Motzei Shabbat ner on an avukah, which is a torch, which for example is two wicks. It's a mitzvah to do that on Motzei Shabbat as well, Yom Tov. Al ken haderek lekem mitzvah, how do you do this? Shiyachtok me'erev Yom Tov mekiliyat avukah bet nerot sha'ba ketanim v'yatzmidem me'erev Yom Tov yahad al magash matechet v'chadome v'chodem ha'kiddush adikem me'esh acheret v'yibarech aleihem v'agrinachem adik ad sheyichlu. So some say the way to do that is you can take two wicks that have a little wax on the bottom, put them on a plate next to each other, light them both, and then it'll go out by itself. See, the rabbi's problem is, if you light a regular Ner Havdalah, you can't put it out. So you're stuck with it. But if you take two wicks with a little wax on the bottom of it, and you put them together on a plate, the little wax will go out in a few minutes, and you have two wicks next to each other, that would be okay as well. If you didn't prepare these two wicks before Yom Tov, mutav shiyibarech al Ner Echad Bilvad. Do it by one ner. Velo yitzarech shne nerot la'asotam avuka. The rabbi will be strict. Do not take one ner and connect it to the next one. Ki yesh lestapek im yuchal aharkach lehafridam. The question then is going to be, are you going to allow to separate them, to withdraw, mishum hashash kibui, because it might come to kibui, it might cause them to extinguish. And therefore, in that case, the best thing is, just look at the nerot of Yom Tov, one candle separately, and make the borei moesh. But preferably, today would be proper, in the preparations for Yom Tov, to set a plate with, again, two wicks that you separated from a candle somehow, and you put it together, and you fulfill it that way. Otherwise, just use one candle. Shachach velo amar batodienu b'tfilato. Let's say tomorrow night in the Amidah, one forgot to say batodienu. V'ta'am kodem shevdil alakos. And he ate, or he tasted something before he made Havdalah. Da'at Arab ben Sion ben Shaul she'enu sarich la'azor litpalel arbit. Normally on a regular Moshe Shabbat, if a person forgot atahonantanu and he ate before he made Abdallah, he has to repeat arbit. That's the normal halakha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Sadi Dalet. It's a knas. You didn't make Abdallah in the Amidah, you didn't make Abdallah yet on the Kush, and you ate in between, they punish the guy, pray the Amidah again. So Acham ben Sion wants to say that that's not the case when it comes to Motzei Shabbat Yom Tov. Why? He says the Lo Damu Ahadadu. The cases are not similar. The Atachon Antanu Metekrat Hashekel is the Gedola. The rabbis established Atachon Antanu as part of the Tefillah, but Todi'enu was established by Rabin Shmuel, which was later on. And therefore, if you forgot it, we're not going to be so strict. Which means, by something that was established by the men of the Great Assembly in the Tefillah, that becomes part of the Tefillah. You forgot it, and you ate before, go pray again. But since it's a less of a tekana v'todi'enu, Nacham is lenient. But of course, one should be careful not to forget v'todi'enu, not to eat, and to make the Abdallah in the right time, and to make the Borei Moraesh accordingly.